College English Test, Band 4. Part 2. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Questions 1 and 2 will be based on the following news item.
5 children are among 11 people who drowned after a migrant boat sank near a Greek island on Wednesday. The Greek Coast Guard said a wooden boat with about 50 people on board sank after it left Turkey early in the morning. 13 people are still missing, but 26 were rescued. The deaths are just the latest in what has turned out to be a dangerous passage between Turkey and the Greek islands in the Aegean Sea this year. The International Organization for Migration, IOM, says that more than 900,000 migrants made sea crossings into Europe this year from countries in the Middle East and Africa. Thousands more are trying to make the trip. The IOM reports almost 5,000 migrants were rescued in the first part of December by the Italian Coast Guard and Navy.
Question 1. What do we learn about the migrant boat? Question 2. What does the IOM say about the migrants?
Questions 3 and 4 will be based on the following news item.
She is a beautiful, graceful tennis champion, a world-class athlete and role model for millions of women around the world. And yesterday in America, tennis ace Serena Williams was pronounced Sports Person of the Year by the sports magazine Sports Illustrated. It is the first time an African-American woman has been awarded this honor, and only the third time that it has gone to a woman in the magazine's history. But, being a powerful, black sportswoman in tennis, a sport often viewed as a home field of white advantage, comes with constant challenges to her sex and ethnicity. Not long after the announcement of the award was made, social media were filled with a number of complaints from a section of the magazine's readers.
Question 3. What's the news report mainly about? Question 4. What was the social media's reaction to the announcement of Sports Illustrated?
Questions 5 to 7 will be based on the following news item.
The head of the United States Central Bank says she expects the U.S. job market to continue to improve. Janet Yellen says the inflation rate should rise close to a yearly rate of 2%. That inflation rate would keep prices stable and support the economy, says the central bank, or Federal Reserve System. Too much inflation and prices rise too high too fast. Not enough inflation, and prices and growth remain flat or decline. Currently, inflation is well below 1%. Many economists interpret Yellen's comments as a signal that the Federal Reserve might raise the key interest rate on December 16th. The Federal Reserve has considered increasing important interest rates for a long time, but it has been cautious about making rate changes, fearing that the economy would react badly. In a speech to the Economic Club of Washington on Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairperson Yellen said she expects the effects of a strong U.S. dollar and unsteady foreign markets to decrease over time. She cautioned that bad economic reports could still delay any rate increase.
Question 5. What do we learn about a yearly rate of 2%? Question 6. What is the current inflation rate? Question 7. Why is the Federal Reserve cautious about making rate changes?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear four questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Oh, Steve, you're early. I'm happy you're here early today because I'd like to discuss your attendance for a moment.
Gee, Dr. Olivia, I'm really sorry about missing class yesterday.
Actually, it's been several days. Counting today, we've only had 6 classes, yet you've already missed 4. It's more than a half. You won't be able to pass if you're constantly absent, and I really don't want to fail anyone.
Sorry, I've been extremely busy. I can explain for it, Dr. Olivia. I have a part-time job, so...
Well, I hope you're ready for today's exam.
Today? I thought it was Monday.
Read the schedule, Steve. This is precisely what I'm talking about. You should either make an effort to attend, or you should consider withdrawing while it's still possible.
What do you mean?
Today's the final day you can withdraw and get a full refund.
Maybe I really should. What do you suggest?
I wish you could attend classes regularly. However, if you don't believe you're capable of this, then don't waste your money.
Thanks, Dr. Olivia. I really appreciate your advice. If it's okay, I suppose I'll go ahead and drop the class.
It's entirely up to you, but that might be best if you don't think things are going to change. Excuse me, the students are coming, and I've got to get ready for class. I wish you the very best of luck, Steve.
Thank you, Dr. Olivia.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 8. What is the man's problem? Question 9. What is the man's excuse for being absent from class? Question 10. What does the woman say about today? Question 11. What does the man decide to do at last?
Conversation 2.
Mr. Hiller, is the number of complaints increasing or decreasing?
There was a slight decrease last year. The highest number of complaints was 2 years ago, when we received 7,300.
Does the reduction mean that the quality of goods and services is improving?
I don't think so. It's probably due to the poor economic situation. Most people are simply buying less.
Is there any change in the nature of the complaints?
Not really. People are still complaining about the same things.
What do they complain about most often?
Electrical appliances. Last year, we received 1,809 complaints about them, 25% of all complaints. Then, there are complaints about travel agencies, photographic and sound equipment, and clothing, in that order.
What sort of complaints do you get about travel agencies?
Oh, they include anything from air tickets to accommodation.
Are most of the complaints justified?
About 90% of the complaints about travel agencies are justified. In other areas, investigation of about 50% of the complaints reveals some kind of business malpractice. But overall, about 30% of the complaints are due to misunderstandings on the part of the consumer. The rest are too vague to be worth following up.
How long does it take you to complete an investigation of a complaint?
About 2 to 3 weeks for a proper investigation. We really need more staff.
Thank you, Mr. Hiller.
My pleasure.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 12. Why did the number of complaints decrease last year, according to the man? Question 13. What do customers complain about most often? Question 14. What does the man say about complaints about travel agency? Question 15. How long does it take the man to complete an investigation of a complaint?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. The Red Cross is an international organization which cares for people who are in need of help. A man in Paris hospital who needs blood, a woman in Mexico who is injured in an earthquake, and a family in India that lost their home in a storm may all be aided by the Red Cross. The Red Cross exists in almost every country around the globe. The World Red Cross organizations are sometimes called the Red Crescent, the Red Mogen David, the Sun, and the Red Lion. All of these agencies share a common goal of trying to help people in need. The idea of forming an organization to help the sick and wounded during a war started with Jean-Henri Durant. In 1859, he observed how people were suffering on a battlefield in Italy. He wanted to help all the wounded people, regardless of which side they were fighting for. The most important result of his work was an international treaty called the Geneva Convention. It protects prisoners of war, the sick and wounded, and other citizens during a war. the American Red Cross, was set up by Clara Barton in 1881. Today, the Red Cross in the United States provides a number of services for the public, such as helping people in need, teaching first aid, and providing blood. Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 16. What does the speaker say about the Red Cross? Question 17. What was Jean-Henri Durant's purpose to set up the organization? Question 18. According to the speaker, what service does the Red Cross provide?
Passage 2.
The London Borough of Camden provides many services for elderly residents, among which are the preparation for retirement courses. These courses, lasting for 10 afternoons, are run 3 times a year from September to June. They are basically designed for people due to retire within a few years, and these students are normally released for half days by their employers. But those already in retirement are also welcome to join. The courses last about 10 weeks and cost £6 per person, normally paid by the employers, with a reduction for those already retired or receiving supplementary benefit. The courses include practical talks from specialist speakers on relevant subjects such as pensions and tax. A wide field of leisure activities is also covered, and sufficient time is left for questions and discussion. There is also a senior citizens club held at the Mary Ward Center on weekday afternoons from 1:30 to 3:30. The club arranges discussion groups and handicraft sessions, including dressmaking and carpentry. Membership is free, and a member can attend any courses held there free of charge. Other services at the center include legal advice at reduced rates to those who otherwise could not afford it, and free financial advice from the financial section on Monday and Wednesday between 6 and 8 p.m. Any other personal problem can be discussed with the counselor on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 3:30 to 4.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 19. What does the speaker say about the courses?
Question 20. What kind of students can get a reduction for the course? Question 21. What does the speaker say about the members of Senior Citizens Club? Question 22. What do we learn about the financial advice service in the club? Passage 3. There are 3 groups of English learners: beginners, intermediate learners, and learners of special English. Beginners need to learn the basics of English. Students who have reached an intermediate level benefit from learning general English skills. But what about students who want to learn specialist English for their work or professional life? Most students who fit into this third group have a clear idea about what they want to learn. A bank clerk, for example, wants to use this specialist vocabulary and technical terms for finance. But for teachers, deciding how to teach specialist English is not always so easy. For a start, the variety is enormous. Every field, from airline pilots to secretaries, has its own vocabulary and technical terms. Teachers also need to have an up-to-date knowledge of that specialist language, and not many teachers are exposed to working environments outside the classroom. These issues have influenced the way specialist English is taught in schools. This type of course is usually known as English for Specific Purposes, or ESP. And there are ESP courses for almost every area of professional and working life. In Britain, for example, there are courses which teach English for doctors, lawyers, reporters, travel agents, and people working in the hotel industry. By far, the most popular ESP courses are for business English.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 23. What do we know about the learners of special English? Question 24. What has influenced the way of teaching specialist English in schools? Question 25. According to the speaker, what are the most popular ESP courses in Britain?
This is the end of listening comprehension.